In December last year, a video that was shared on social media platforms appeared to show the president in an embarrassing position at a public function. Six staff from the state-run broadcaster were arrested afterward. Two of the staff remain in detention. Oyet Patrick Charles, chairperson of the Union of Journalists in South Sudan, welcomed the release of Victor Ladu and Mustafa Usman, but say two other journalists should be freed.
We appreciate the authorities for releasing them, but we are asking for the release of the remaining two people, that is Garang John and Jacob Benjamin. Or in case there's anything that the authorities think they have a case to answer, they should take them to court.
Oyet says other names were mentioned in connection with the video of the president earlier on, but the detained staff were never charged.
When the investigation started, other names were being mentioned. So this is what they're giving us as why these journalists have taken long in detention. And that means basically that those who have been set free have now no case to answer, and those that are still left are still suspects. And we are saying that, yes, they may be suspects, but we must follow the law. The time has really gone. It has been very long.
Due to the sensitivity of the story, the journalists who were released declined to comment. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.